Friday Farm Feature here on Mix 94.7 KMCH, all about sweet corn. A good friend of mine standing next to me, could you kindly introduce yourself to the KMCH audience, please?
I am Peggy Winicky Ersig, and I am this year's chairperson of the Sweet Corn Festival.
Now, big Sweet Corn Festival going on this weekend down in Cedar Rapids, but the tie-in is that sweet corn from Northeast Iowa. Tell me a little bit about where you guys get it and how much in that whole process.
We have it contracted with a gentleman out of Independence, and we have 18,000 ears of corn, and that figures out to 500 dozen.
So do you just say, all right, we want this field, or do you plant this much, or how do you do that? Just, all right, we're back in this year. Kind of run me through how that all works.
He plants three different times to make sure that we have the perfect corn for the festival.
And then do you get to pick variety, or is it just, all right, here's what I got?
No, he usually gets the best thing for us. It's like a peaches and cream. Mm-hmm. It looks fabulous this year. Great ears of corn.
And it comes from Independence, so up in Northeast Iowa. So you're going to see pictures on our Facebook page here in just a little bit. So they just back up a semi, and then from there what happens?
They have the semi opens up, and up comes the forklift, and they start pulling out 26 pallets of corn. They start lining up tables, and at 8:30 this morning, we have people starting to show up to shuck corn.
And it's all shucked by hand. It's not mechanically done. You have probably how many would you guess under the tents over there shucking corn?
Probably 100 shucking and another 40 people cleaning it.
And then from there, you clean it all, and then what can you get when you come down to St. Jude for sweet corn?
When you come down to St. Jude Sweet Corn Festival, you're going to get ribeye steak sandwiches. You're going to get the famous Sloppy Joes. You'll have funnel cakes, homemade recipe, which are just delicious. We have live bands all weekend long. We're having a beer fest on Sunday, which is new this year, so it's 2 to 4.
And just all kinds of stuff. What is it, Peggy, about the Northeast Iowa sweet corn? Because you guys have contracted with this gentleman for a while now. If I'm correct, it's Kern's, correct?
Right.
Kern's sweet corn. What is it about their sweet corn that you guys, year after year, yeah, we'll do it again?
You know, he's dependable. The corn has always been just absolutely fantastic, and everybody looks forward to his corn each year.
And what's your favorite part about this whole festival?
It's the people.
I thought you were going to say when it's over.
Ask me Sunday night, and I'll say when it's over.
How many years has this been going on?
This is our 47th year.
47 years.
I've been here all but one.
You started when you were 49, so you were here when you were 2 then, right?
Yeah, just about.
There you go. All right, tell people why they need to come on down and see it while they're got their weekend free.
Come down on Friday night, starting at 5 o'clock till 11. Saturday will be 11 to 11, and Sunday will be noon to 6. And we have a drawing at 6 o'clock on Sunday. $10 a ticket, and the prize is $20,000 or 10 $1,000 prizes.
And then do you ever run the risk of running out of sweet corn?
We haven't yet, but if everybody comes, we just might this year.
So get here early then.
Yes.
There you go. Peggy, always good to see you.
Good to see you, and thank you so much for being here.
You betcha. Part of our Friday Farm Feature here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Next week, we go to the Iowa State Fair. Hope you'll go with us.